it's not covered.
Have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much. I'll get that.
Thank you. Our next order of business, we have the FY23 Taney County EMA HS RRS Ballistic Blanket Subaward Agreement, file number 24-031S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels, and Mr. Jeremy Wilson. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
This is one that we've had for just a little while, trying to get in preparation to be in court, or I'm trying to think of the right phrase here.
Compliance
with one of the requirements in the grant, and we have established that, and we are eligible now. So is there any questions before we move forward, or would you like to state what the grant will be used for?
The grant will be used to purchase a modular ballistic panel system with the level 3 rating for rated for rifle rounds and everything to be employed by the special response team in the event of rescue situations and an active threat incident.
So further safety for the officers and the general public as well.
Move to approve the State Homeland Security Grant Program subaward, file number 24-031S.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Next on our agenda, we have the contract between Taney County and the BCS ProSoft LLC, file number 24-083, Commission. With us this morning, we have Ms. Dawn Blue. Good morning, Ms. Blue.
Good morning.
Do you mind just to give a quick update or a explanation of exactly what this?
Yeah, it's just to maintain our system for the Sage 100 system. We have an agreement with BCS every 2 years, and it had expired. The only change I see on here was that the pay rate went up. They're going from $175 an hour to $220. But other than that, I believe everything else is the same.
And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 24th, 2024, approving to the contract as the form.
Move to approve the contract by and between Taney County and BCS ProSoft LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have court orders. From the Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison and our Taney County Assessor, Ms. Susan Chapman.
I have an add-on to the book, 213521, 213522, 213523, and 213524.
So it's two different parcels in 2 different years?
Correct.
So you want to explain what exactly this is, Mrs. Chapman?
Yes, and I did send you emails so that you could have copies.
Sure.
What happened was, in past years, we did receive the personal property for Liberty Utilities, also known as American Water. They have never sent us anything about the equipment that was attached to the land until this year. And when they sent it, it was, as you saw, a spreadsheet showing it going back to 2006 when it actually belonged to American Water. Liberty Utilities has bought it 2018. And so once I get that, then I feel obligated to go back 2 years because they should have been submitting this the entire time. And I've spoken to Amy Tatum. She's also Liberty Electric and Liberty Utility. She's their tax person in charge. And she has been looking and looking to find why it wasn't turned in before. And she has not found it yet. So in that sense, too, for 22 and 23 and for 24, I created a separate utility account starting with the 25 dash, which is a separate utility section. It's not actually a parcel. Even though the ones I sent you had specific parcels, the one for Holiday Hills did not. So by putting it on a utility, it makes it easier to remove if there's a problem, but we can't find any records of them ever reporting this equipment that's attached to land.
Okay. Is there a particular reason that you wouldn't just start with 24 instead of trying to add the 22 and 23? Because the heartburn and the problem I have with that is there's no way for them to address this through the BOE with the 22, 23. All they would be able to do is the 24.
It would be easier for you to make a decision, but from my standpoint, I put it on for you to make up your mind. But the reason I put it is because what they sent, as you saw, was a spreadsheet that went all the way across from 2006 to 2023. And why didn't we never receive that? And I know that, like in Christian County, they have received those every year. They have updated on their land parcels also. Just that section never came to us.
And you said they bought it from American Water in 18?
In 2018. Mm-hmm.
So was it not on the tax roll in 2018 then? In 2017 when it was American Water?
They were on for personal property, but not for these pieces of land having things on them. When we do the individual land, our guys go out and assess it, and so they pick up the shed or something that's just a fence, that kind of thing, is on the actual assessment for the parcel. But all this other equipment here that should have been in there wasn't there.
So you're saying American Water, the previous owner, never reported any of it also?
Not that we found, no. And also, here's another aside. There was a gentleman here with the State Tax Commission. His name is Jim Kyle. And he used to oversee all of that. And even up through 2018, it was never added to the land. And he would have caught that. And so before he left, I believe it was in 21 that he retired, that never on any of these parcels was there any mention of this particular equipment being attached to the land.
So what are you speculating, that it is new? The equipment is new, or?
No, we know it's not new because what they sent us is that spreadsheet that I showed you that goes from 2006 to 2023. So again, they've known it's there. And they sent it to us this year.
Have you communicated with them at all? If we put it on, are they going to, do they want us to put it on? Do they not? Are they going to have any problems if we do? Or do you know the answer?
Well, they sent us the reporting.
Have you talked to them to tell them that you're thinking about going back 3 years?
Yes, I talked to Amy Tatum.
And what was her response?
She's going to keep looking to see if she can't find anything that shows them already turning it in to us in the past.
Okay. Well, timeline doesn't work out.
You're talking, number one, it'd be eligible for a tax sale right now. This property would be eligible for a tax sale right now.
It's not it's personal property, right? This is
no, she's been known as real estate. They paid real estate taxes on this land.
Still own it. No, it's wanting to go on as real estate.
They paid real estate taxes on this land.
They did.
That's listed.
Right.
And so you're putting it on another number, another utility number as an add-on. And the tax amount that you're talking about is about $40,000. And penalties and interest, you're talking $53,000. And
so on this particular one, like I said, I created a utility account. You're probably aware that we do this for the electric part, that we have these 25 accounts where we put miles of line. They're not on the individual parcel for every parcel we have. So we group them into a group and we record them on a 25 account, we call it. Because you know parcels in different areas start with different numbers, like 18 or 7. In this case, 25 accounts are just utilities. They're not necessarily attached to the land, but we know that these were. But again, to make it easier for you to make a decision on what you want to do, and I don't know how you would send that to a tax sale on a 25 account.
I would have 3 years back taxes since you added it to 22, 23.
Right.
And you've got this real estate.
Well, when you say real estate, I've lumped them together. That's what I sent you in the packet. All of these parcels here are the equipment that's attached is actually put down as the 25 account. They're not put down like one is a 4-4-18-006. They're not. They're connected, but they're not. I'm not sure how Mona would do that. But again, this is something that was missing, and so they should have been reporting it.
Just a question then. So you're saying that utility companies always, so the water company before this American Water, so are they taxed on where their lines are at? Are they taxed separate?
Yeah, they're supposed to be taxed separately. And so you see they got pumping equipment, water treatment equipment, all these things where you saw it on the papers I sent you, and where they put down what they paid for each one. For each year.
So I'm having a real problem correlating personal property to real estate. Why are I feel that those are items, I don't know, I guess don't really understand where you're going with this.
That's not personal property though. This is stuff.
But it's a tangible item.
It is tangible, yes. But
it's not a permanent.
Some of it's, well it is.
No, it's not.
Some of it's underground.
It's still not permanent. It's a structure, it's a pump, it's a replacement item.
What do you do with the, in the same sense, what do you do with all the electrical poles and the miles of line?
They're tangible, you replace them.
But they're still...
I don't know how those are taxed. I don't know the answer to that one.
Are they taxed on real estate?
Here's my question. Mr. Elliott, are you allowed to weigh in or is there a conflict?
I mean, I can talk generally. I'm curious, is this centrally assessed or not? Because my experience is with utilities that are centrally assessed, all of those things get listed in the statewide inventory and then it gets prorated, divided up amongst the various counties that are affected. So I don't know in this particular situation, I don't know all the, I mean.
No, from what I know, this is locally assessed because they're sending it straight to us, to our.
And I have seen it. So.
Well, but that's happened in the past. Where we've been sent and put on until they decide if the state utility, you talk to the state utility and they're not assessing this, the state utility department?
No. We have other stuff where we assess them.
I don't feel comfortable going back.
I can't.
And assessing, because I think that's gotten us in, when I say
no.
Us, I think other entities have done it, and we're the ones that have to deal with the fallout.
Agreed.
I've never known to go back on real estate, go back for two past delinquent years. And the 2024, they can appeal with the Board of Equalization. But the 2022 and 23, that's strictly up to the commission here. And I've never known us to go back on real estate when they pay tax.